Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, to say that these last few weeks have been unexpected is to put it mildly. The combination of all these things that we've been experiencing might have echoes in history, a precedent of some kind, but of course many things have collided all at once. So as Americans, we have not gone through a moment such as this in over 100 years. The last time Americans had the direct need for social distancing was around the 1918 flu, the Spanish influenza. So now we're also experiencing market conditions that have echoes of other times of history and ones that we just don't want to admit are happening or potentially being repeated. And ordinarily, the global community is bonded by great things like the Olympics or theater phenomenons like Hamilton or other great shows, maybe musical spectacles like Live Aid. But now we are bonded through the experience of a global pandemic. Now that's the reality of the situation that we find ourselves in. But in that reality, we have a choice to make. We can choose to be people of hope or to be people of fear. We can allow fear to drive us forward, or we can allow hope to carry us forward. Now, let me paint a picture for just a moment of what happens if we choose fear to drive us forward instead of hope to carry us forward. Now, fear, what it does is it takes the moment that we're in and it amplifies that current moment into something that it's not. Fear exploits the reality that we have by distorting it. Fear takes what is a very serious situation and then sensationalizes it so that it becomes much larger than it really is. It's like a child who is afraid of the dark. There is nothing to fear, but when they let fear run in their minds, they concoct monsters. They concoct situations in which they find themselves fearful when there's nothing to be actually afraid of. So if we allow fear to carry the day, then we are going to find ourselves thinking that the situation is worse than it really is. So perhaps then we should instead allow hope to carry us forward. Now, hope is a gift from God. It's something that God gives us so we can stand with proper confidence in hard times and in hard places. Hope is saying that God is with us and that God has not abandoned us. Hope tells us that the future is bright. Hope tells us that God is with us into the future and that there are good days ahead of us. Now, godly hope does not ignore the reality of the situation. Godly hope is optimistic. It's not Pollyannic. It's not pie in the sky to pretend that these things aren't happening. Rather, it is something that helps us to understand that we can hang on with hope. And fear seems to be all around us. So how can we hang on to that hope that God gives to us? How can we have confidence that God is with us? Well, perhaps one of the most important things we can do at this time is to just simply be reminded of the proper confidence that we can have and the hope that God gives to us. That we can have confidence that God is with us at all times and that there's nothing that we can experience in this life that is going to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Now, there is perhaps no better place in the scriptures to look to this to be reminded of what it's like to be a human being going through hard times. There's no other place that I can think of to go to that might have quite as parallel to us in our day and age than what Paul speaks to us in the book of Romans. Now, remember that Paul has written this letter to the people of Rome, to the people of a small church that he was fond of or knew about, and one day that he was hoping to go and visit. And he was aware of the situation that was emerging. Now, we're not quite sure how much Paul knew about what was going on in Rome, but we knew that they were facing troubles. They knew they were facing trials. And when we look backwards on this in historical perspective, we know that some of the things that those early followers of Jesus were enduring were actual persecutions from the Roman Empire. This small group of Jesus followers, this small group of people that were claiming that Jesus Christ was the Lord and not Caesar, were causing some kind of problems for the authorities in that day and age. And we're not quite sure exactly why they were a threat, but they were perceived as a threat to the social order, to the economic standing of many people. And so the Roman leadership decided that they were going to try to end them. And most specifically, in most famous fashion, the Emperor Nero blamed the Christians for many things, including the fire that burned Rome down in the early 60s of the Common Era, 64 AD. And so other things we know about what they were going through at that time and short time after is that Christians were being crucified. They were being lit on fire so that they could be used as torches to light the way at night. And so it's into that Paul was either into that direct mix or into that emerging situation that Paul was writing to that group of people in Rome. He was writing words of encouragement to them because they were facing these things and they were going through experiences where they weren't sure what to make of it. Some people were staying by their faith and being executed for it. Some people were recanting their faith, of course, to save their lives, and they were wondering if they could be accepted by the church, by the people of God, or by God again. And some people were just plain scared and not sure what to do. And so it's into that moment that Paul writes those beautiful words, that he reminds the people that he is convinced that neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, no rulers, nor things to come, nor anything else that God has seen on this earth can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. It's those words of hope that Paul shared with the people of Rome back then, and I think those are words of hope that we can cling to in our day and age as well, and in this moment that we find ourselves in. Because you know what? While we aren't facing religious persecution in this time like the people in first century Rome were, we are facing a situation that is confusing. We are facing a situation that is filled with fear. We are facing a situation where we're not quite sure what to make of it. And so we need to be reminded of the hope we have in God, the hope we have in Jesus Christ, that there is nothing of this world that is going to separate us from the love of God, that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God is a word of great hope that we have in this moment. And it's a word of hope that I cling to and one that I hope we can cling to as well in our day. There's a promise that God makes to us, that God says God is going to be with us in all moments. There's a promise that God makes to us, that God is going to walk alongside us, to hold our hands, to carry us in when needed. Sometimes we find ourselves being taught or being thought or thinking through things that the sign of God's love is that bad things don't happen. The sign of God's love is not that bad things stop from happening. The sign of God's love is that God is with us when hard things happen, that God is carrying us when we need it, that God is holding our hand, that God sends us one another to be there for each other so we can guide each other in life's hardest moments. And so it's into that mix that we bring these words of hope that Paul wrote for the people of Rome that are still true for us today. That Paul was convinced, and that we can have proper hope as well, that there is nothing, nor height, nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come, nor rulers, nor anything else in all creation that is going to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So in these days of confusion, I ask and challenge us and encourage us to remember that we have great hope because God loves us. We have great hope because God has given to us perfect love, which can cast out the fear. And when we allow God's perfect love to be rooted in our hearts, when we find ourselves making our way forward, where we see God's love present in our lives, present in our relationships, present in the world around us, that perfect love will cast out fear. And when we cast out that fear, there is room for hope. So let us together let God's perfect love cast out that fear so that we can allow hope to carry us forward now and always. Amen. Well, one of the things that we also find ourselves in unprecedented times, especially for Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, is because we cannot gather together, the church financial situation is a little more complex. We'll be addressing this more directly in the week to come. But for today, I just want to say thank you for all of you who have continued to give. Thank you to everyone who intends to give. And thank you for all who will give in these weeks to come. We are mindful that our ordinary process relies on in-person gatherings and people being together to process our financials, and so we will be moving into different electronic giving methods and means in the near future. Please be aware that we will be sending out specific information on this in the week to come, and we do hope that you will be able to do what you can do to support the church financially at this time. We continue to operate. We continue to be here with and for each other. The staff continue to do as much of their jobs as possible. We continue to bring to you this worship service via the YouTube and other channels. And we are mindful of your support and your encouragement that makes these things possible. So whether you have given or will give, we want to say a prayer for those gifts. Mindful that God calls us to give not just our money, but God calls us to share our time and talents as well. And so let us pray over all these gifts right now. Holy God, we are grateful that you have given to us this chance. We are grateful that you have blessed us with so much. And in this moment, we ask that you bless not only the tithes and the offerings that will be given, but we ask that you bless our hands as well. Bless our hands as we seek to be faithful. Bless our use of the gifts that you have given to us. And gracious God, help us to use the talents that you have given to us as well to broaden the impact of the church in this very special moment. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Well, before we transition to some updates and further information about the situation we find ourselves in, I do want to say a blessing for everyone who has been a part of our video experience today. And it's simply this. May the love of God and the peace of Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, with all those whom you love, and all those who feel no love. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.